out of here, bro.
Shut up.
How many? Come on, Jakey. Sign the contract, big boy.
Are we starting with
this? Shit, we starting right now. It is 11:09. Maybe I think it's 11:10 right now. 11:09. Good morning, motherfuckers. Welcome morning, back podcast. To the HBCK podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Episode 51.
Welcome.
51.
That's how we feel, baby. Oh,
shit. Yes, sir. I was 52 for some reason.
52?
25.
Let's go.
How's everybody feeling, man? Everybody good?
Man, we good.
I got my coffee. I'm great.
Man, I got my finally got my basketball. I'm good.
Finally.
And I got my water.
It took you ages.
Yeah, let's do it. And I got my water.
So you yesterday's good. 10 years.
Come on now. In presence, today's past.
Yeah.
Good morning, love. Good, Caleb. Mike Tyson's gonna knock him the fuck out.
Him.
I believe it. Jake Paul. He's gonna put up a good fight, but he's definitely gonna get clipped on his jaw.
Yeah, he's pretty tall too, right?
Yeah, you know, Mike is only 5'10".
Yeah, Mike's not that.
Yeah, he's not tall. Yeah, Mike Tyson's not tall.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah.
He just punched you like he's 6'20".
What?
You're taller than him.
No, I'm not.
Nah, we're about the same height.
I'm 5'9".
Same.
Not the same height.
Aren't you 5'11"?
Oh, my God. He's not 5'11".
I thought you were 5'11".
That's crazy.
Shit, if I'm 5'11", you 5'9". Upset that height. Come on now. Check up, motherfuckers. Live July 20th.
I'm not watching that shit. Fuck that shit.
Jake Paul is a little bit taller.
On Netflix.
Jake Paul's probably taller.
Everybody's been taller than Mike.
He's like 6 feet.
It's that he just knocked down trees. That nigga don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man. So they finally put this together. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. On Netflix exclusively, July 20th. It's just not a crazy amount of time. It's like,
right there.
Like 2 months away or something.
That's all
like
that is.
And they just announced this. So
that's
like,
all that is.
How they don't really got a crazy amount of time to train.
Yeah, about 3-4 months.
That's enough for Mike.
That's enough. It's about 3-4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday,
July 20th.
Yeah, right. That's enough.
That's not bad.
Ain't that the normal amount for boxers anyway, fellas?
No, but they got like almost a year or something.
It's usually
they got
a little
amount of time when they announce a big fight.
Oh, big fight. Okay.
Yeah. It's a year.
They get a lot of months. It's close to like 10, 11. Like, they get a long time when they're training and they announce a big fight.
Hmm. Yeah, at least good 6-7.
I just know it's a lot of months. Like six to nine months. Yeah, it's
ratio.
It's a long time. Yeah. But yeah, man.
Word.
This is kind of weird to me. I don't know why Mike Tyson took this fight.
They're not that crazy right here.
The way he would talk before, he wouldn't do anything like this.
It's like, like Pacquiao.
He wouldn't have to.
Play with him. Yeah, he would.
Mayweather.
Flay. That's the Flavor
Flay. Mayweather Flavor Flay.
It's just like that fight. Pacquiao and Mayweather.
Wow.
But Pacquiao's an actual fighter and... Yeah. Mayweather's an actual fighter. Jake Paul to me is not. He can fight, but he is not an actual boxer. He's a YouTube boxer.
Yeah, I mean, he's been having some.
He's 9-1, and
he's
lost.
Actually boxing now. He's in. You know, he's actually been fighting other boxers lately.
What was the last boxer that he fought?
From what I've heard, fight Mike Tyson.
The last boxer that he actually fought, the boxer they fought, Fury, it was one of the Fury brothers.
Oh, yeah,
that's the only loss he has. He's 9-1.
But everybody else is not no athletes. I mean, excuse me, boxers.
He's fought boxers. They're just old and retired.
The UFC?
His last fight was against a boxer.
Who?
He's a Golden Glove winner. He's old, dude. I don't even know. I don't even remember his name. It was I think his nickname was Ryan Berland.
He has two fights. Okay, so two fights with two but the other fights was a basketball player, UFC fighter.
Yeah, I think he fought like two UFCs.
Yeah,
two UFC fighters.
Anderson Silva.
This dude is out of shape though, man. He's been out.
You can see he's out of shape.
Yeah, it don't even look like.
Yeah, but why fight retired boxer?
They stopped the fight in the first round. It was over.
Son, stop playing. Let me put this mic
down.
I mean,
yeah, a lot of people he's been going up against are kind of all retired athletes.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Which. Anderson Silva, I'm not gonna lie, you know, he got a couple people in there that aren't that too removed from the sport, that should be a little active condition, and he ends up beating him, so I mean, knocks him out too. But for the most part, yeah, I don't feel like he's tested yet. I mean, he's good. He's good for what he is, but against a professional boxer, seasoned boxer, yeah, they'll probably take him out.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. Fighting a 57-year-old Tyson, I don't know. Who do you guys got winning in this?
Mike,
oh, for sure.
I would like to see him fight AB, Adrian Broner.
I don't think he would, but I think Adrian Broner will put it on him.
I think that'll be the closest thing to see, like, you ain't too far off age. That's a real boxer. You know, and yes, yeah, that's a real boxer. Mm-hmm. Let me see where you really at.
Exactly.
You beat him, I'll be like, you know what? I'll give you that.
Hey, Hemrock, who you got?
Mike. But,
yeah, Mike. Come on now.
Chris.
Of course, man. Of course, Mike.
Iron Mike.
Yeah.
But it's Rick somewhere.
Oh, damn.
It's Rick.
You're crazy.
They're doing it for money. They're doing it for money.
Nah, bro. Mike's image would look crazy if he loses, nigga. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, to be honest, I ain't even gonna lie. As soon as I saw, like, they announced it, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, I automatically felt like this shit gotta be scripted or something. Something just didn't feel right.
Damn.
Cause like I said, Tyson.
Why Mike return? Like, why would he return? He's retired.
For this.
Bro, man, he's gonna get money out of it.
It's more money.
They're definitely giving him back for sure. He's getting money for this. But he doesn't need it. It's fucking Mike Tyson. He doesn't need fucking, what, 20 million, 30 million, 40 million.
Remember, he got two sides, man. You know, once he go in that ring, Killer Mike gonna come out.
I mean, we'll see. Do you guys remember him fighting Roy Jones a couple years back?
Who for COVID? Roy Jones?
Mike Tyson, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was scared as hell of them motherfucker. He scared of all them punches. That nigga closed his eyes every time he swung.
Roy Jones, yeah, it looked like it was gonna start getting bad for Roy Jones. Hell but
yeah.
By a couple of rounds, they both looked like they were just tired out, and you could see it.
Yeah.
The conditioning for them, you know, their age started to show real quick. After like 3-4 rounds, it was already.
And this is a 12 round. I don't think
they announced how many rounds, but it's definitely not gonna be 12.
Mike
ain't making it to 12. I think it's gonna be somewhere around 8 or 6. Yeah,
6 to 8.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll
push 8. I'll put 8.
I'll say 6.
2 minute rounds. Yeah, I could do that.
Not
me. Excuse me. I can see that.
I honestly don't even know who to pick. I want Mike to win, but again, I feel like there's something's not sitting right with me with this whole thing. I feel like it might be staged. And I don't want what I really don't want is for Mike Tyson to get hurt.
Yeah.
Somehow, somewhere. I know Jake Paul can get hurt, but I don't care if he does.
Facts.
I care if Mike ends up happening to him, man. He's a little older. And Jake can hit.
What's the Irish dude that fought me with? I forgot.
I got that.
With the kickboxer.
What happened?
The kickboxer. Conor McGregor?
Conor McGregor. Yeah. It's just like this.
McGregor versus Mayweather.
It's an actual kickboxer, but in the boxing life, it's a whole different aspect.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole different aspect in boxing life. But Mike Tyson's retired. I don't like the fact that he just came back just to fight Jake Paul.
For me, he got his hands too low.
I don't like
just
that.
Watching this fight right now, I ain't see Jake Paul fight in a minute, like box like that.
Yeah, I only watch
Jake Paul. He got his hands like down, and you see Mike got that peekaboo shit.
But I've never...
You know what's funny? I was watching.
His brother's a better fighter than him.
Look at that shit.
I think Jake is the better one.
Nigga, everything hurt.
Yeah, Jake is the better
one. I like his brother more. Well, actually.
That's why he has all these fights.
I don't like his Logan Paul. Hell
no. Nah, yeah, Jake's the better one. Yeah,
he out there wrestling, bro. Logan Paul.
Nah, look at that shit. Bing, 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 bing.
That Mike Tyson?
What?
Look at some Mike Tyson highlights.
One more time. Bing, bing, bing.
Damn. That's what you got to do to Jake Paul. Another uppie.
Oh my lord.
God damn, man.
Get you up out of there real quick.
Sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract.
Yeah, if this goes past like 3-4 rounds, I'll give it to Jake. But Mike Tyson gotta come out and it gotta be quick, cause he's gonna have all his power and stamina in the first couple rounds.
Jake Paul's young, bro.
He had a way more advantage than
Mike Tyson.
Hey,
the only difference between that is Mike Tyson's powerhouse punches.
And experience.
Damn.
But Mike can box you.
Yeah. Hey.
Mike can definitely outbox him, but Jake Paul is young. He's going to last longer.
Yeah, that's not what he's going to hang his hat on, though.
Nah.
He's going to jab that nigga to death. And hey, listen, Mike hit that signature move. Uppercut.
Good luck.
Check up.
Are you betting any money on this?
I might.
I'm good.
And did you see that he got the tattoo?
Jake Paul got the tattoo.
I seen the trailer when he bit off the ear and spit it out. Like,
nah.
Who did that?
Jake. You pull it up, I swear.
Promoting the shit out of fights.
Man, I fuck with it, though. I love it. Come on, Jake.
Yeah, so Jake Paul has been 9-1 in his last couple fights with the MMA fighters and retired boxers and all that. 9-1,
he fought Nate Diaz.
6 KOs.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, he did fight Nate Diaz.
He beat Nate Diaz. Mike Tyson, before he retired, 56-6 with 44 knockouts. God damn.
Who?
Mike Tyson, 56-6 with 44 KOs.
Damn.
Yeah, he was putting people down. Tyson turning 58. Oh, so he'll be 58 before the fight actually
why
takes place.
Why is this fight happening?
He'll be 50. When is his birthday?
Happening? Sometime in the next 3 months.
He's going to be 57, 58, I think. He'll be 58. Like that.
He's going to be 58. When the fight happens. He's 57 currently.
Fucking old, bro.
Yeah, he's old as shit, right? 60-year-old to be in there like that. Henry, what'd you just ask?
Why is this fight happening?
For money. Obviously. No. Jake Paul.
Why is this fight happening? The bottom. Isn't Tyson nearly 60?
Oh, okay. You're reading the caption.
No, I'm reading that. Yeah.
It's a good question. Obviously, yeah. The
money. Why is Tyson fighting? Money.
Yeah, that's the real question. Why the fuck is Mike Tyson doing it? I think it's got to be scripted. He's got to be doing this to help Jake Paul and his brand so he can keep on going making money. It's got to be scripted, bro.
On Netflix for free.
Netflix or not, boy. I just want to see him.
Yeah, I'm watching this. It's free, so I'm watching this.
I'm going to watch it.
It ain't free. We pay for the...
It's free for me. Yeah, I ain't paying for that shit.
All right, go do your thing, brother. We ain't got to talk about that. No disclosure.
Would this be a real sanctioned boxing match or an exhibition?
Nah, it's got to be an exhibition, though. It can't be a real sanctioned fight.
Terrible.
Match,
terrible.
Yeah, so yeah, it was 2020 where Mike Tyson faced off against Roy Jones Jr.
Whew.
I knew it was during COVID. I remember that. I used to love Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, I like them too.
I don't know.
They definitely got the granddad bodies.
Mm. How old were they in this match?
This is like 4 years ago, so Tyson would have been like 53.
Mm.
Jones somewhere around the same age, younger.
If you pull up a bit, this is, I don't think they had that much time to prep for this. Yo, Mike looks a little different now. If you pull up a recent picture, now this is 2020. Pull up a recent.
He probably looks better, but yeah. As far as for his highlights and his training, it's the same exact thing. Because at this time, he's still putting out them videos.
Hell yeah.
And he was.
Yeah, but it looks better.
He moved good.
How he getting older and still being sharp and getting sharper?
He's
not
still sharp.
Not as sharp as when he was young, obviously, but he got better
already.
4 years later.
As far as what?
Like just moving better and all that. Like just
He hasn't fought in years.
Yeah, but still.
Can't tell if he's actually better or not.
Like he moving way better. I'll be seeing them videos. They all don't look the same. Who you guys got for the Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia fight?
Ryan Garcia.
Oh.
I want to say Devin Haney.
Me too. But I hope Ryan does.
Ryan looks a mess.
He does do right now. Everything fight. That was going on with him right now.
Yeah.
He's been out of social media. Yeah. He's been gone talking and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan seems like he's on some shit right now, so I can't trust him.
And he was taken to a ritual, apparently.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Illuminati ritual.
He's in a cult with the government.
The Illuminati do not want that boy.
What?
The Illuminati does not want him.
Yeah, because he exposed
How do you know?
Because he ain't worth shit.
How do you know?
How do you know he ain't worth shit?
He ain't worth shit. What do you mean? He lost his last fight.
Are you in there?
That's his first loss.
Yeah, I'm in the Illuminati. I was the first one that came. I was the founder.
Everybody, welcome back to HBC podcast.
Shout out to Illuminati.
We had to crucifix.
He said, "Chill."
Our sanctuary brother.
Yes, sir. Be signed.
No more stats.
Illuminati.
Yeah, man. So Ryan over the week.
Yeah.
What?
Ryan over the week was being interviewed. Where the fuck was he being interviewed?
Everywhere.
Man? Yeah, he's been a couple places.
Yeah, he's been on ESPN. Videos.
And
Molly interviewed him with Devin Haney.
Who? Molly?
Yeah, Molly.
Who's Molly?
Molly Karam.
Karam.
From First Take.
Molly Karam?
Somewhere around.
I'm not in possession of my Instagram.
Oh, that's what he said?
Yeah.
There we go.
What that? What the? What the? Oh, shit. Who phone is that?
He's in that program.
I'm being real taken
He's in that program. The Irie Rich program.
The fuck?
Wow.
Hey, what's been going on with his socials?
Yeah, when I see that, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Where is he? Wait, hold on. So wait a second. He said he gonna got no access to his phone. He gonna got access to his money. He's hitting people his up. No one's hitting him back.
Yeah.
Or it's just declined or whatever. The fuck a lot.
They're trying to take him out. What
is he talking about, bro?
He's in that program, bro. I'm telling you, he's in the Irie Rich program.
No fucking program. He's in that clout program. That's the fucking program he in. He just wants some fucking attention.
He's in the Irie Rich program.
And yeah. he come in. Let me fill Jesus with the room real quick.
I don't know what happened with that interview, but you can hear him talking about he was taken to the Bohemian Grove.
ESPN next to that shit.
I hate that shit, man. I'm gonna knock this motherfucker out. That's what you need to say, Ryan.
He was taken to the Bohemian Grove. He was tied to a chair.
That's what it was.
Which one? He was forced to watch little kids get penetrated. Some videos of kids. Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah.
He was forced to watch videos of kids.
I couldn't find it. But you were saying something along those lines.
It probably got knocked down.
Nah. Well, I mean, do you guys want to hear that? Snippet of him saying that shit.
But no, yeah, it's not that. No, we're just here talking about that he got interviewed, and he's.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, he's
talking about
he's
the fight
on one.
With
he's
Devin on Haney.
One. Do they say anything worth hearing?
Well, he talks some shit.
I don't care about his shit talking. He sounds like a fucking idiot half the time.
I don't care.
He tries to talk shit.
He was just like,
what the fuck is he doing?
I don't know.
You got enough gel in your hair, bro. What are you? You don't need no
that
more.
That shit was funny. One of the press conferences, that nigga said, "Stop the coke."
Yeah,
they say he got a drug
problem. Stop the coke. It's fucking up your fucking voice.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on, Ryan, but I definitely can't.
That nigga said, "You got a toupee on. Your nappy hair."
Oh my god.
It was going at it. That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah.
Bill Haney, Devin Haney's pops is the funniest nigga, bro.
But
that nigga is funny.
See what's up. Never know.
Hopefully it's a good fight.
I don't know if you guys seen that linked footage of Tank and Devin Haney fighting, but this is like when he was 17 years old, Devin Haney. And Tank, he hasn't fought in a while. He just got off the plane. He ain't really trained.
No, I haven't seen
and
that.
And it was going at it and shit.
I saw that.
But AB was, it was like, I think a couple people like described the story, but AB described it on $1 million worth of game, like to the T, and that shit happened just like that. But then towards the end of the fight, when Devin Haney started to get his win, he started to, get his in, get some shots in. But there was like, clowning Tank that he couldn't knock down a 17-year-old. But it was like, he was still giving him work. But I want to see that fight more than anything. Tank and Devin Haney.
Mm.
And then after that, Shakur. And
you think it'll happen after this fight with Ryan Garcia?
He has to go up and wait, Tank. Because they up and wait. Because remember, Ryan Garcia went down to fight, Tank. So for him to fight them now, the only person that's relevant at that weight class is him. Ain't nobody fucking with him.
I was gonna say there's not a lot of people I even know right now that's relevant.
Tank has to go up overall and wait. Terrence Crawford went up in weight. Two weight classes.
Damn.
Two weight classes.
That's
bro. Wild. What?
Yeah. Nigga, two weight classes. A
nigga,
lot.
A pound is a lot. I ain't doing that.
A pound is a lot.
For real.
Imagine two weight
that's
classes.
A whole different weight class, just 2 pounds, 1 pound. It'd be like that. Especially now.
For real.
It's like 32 weight classes. Featherweight. Stem weight. Oxygen weight. It's just crazy, bro.
Oxygen weight.
It's just two winds fighting against each other, man.
Air weight.
Water. Fire.
Fire.
Avatar. Oh, man.
Have you guys seen The Last Airbender?
Nah, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the first Avatar, one or any Avatar of them at all.
Yeah, I've seen
the anime. You haven't seen the anime?
I never watched any of that shit.
Damn. You never watched the cartoons ever?
Nah,
that don't even sound right. We've all seen that
just
shit.
DBZ. That's it. As far as it goes.
Akira Toriyama.
Yeah, heard about that. Rest in peace. Akira Toriyama passed away over this week.
Yeah.
Word. I mean, this nigga saved my childhood. He believed. Nah, I believe that I can turn Super Saiyan because of him. Thank you, Akira.
Just changed my life for sure. Dragon Ball Z when it came out. What? Oh my god.
Those are my two. Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon.
Right there.
Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon. After that was Digimon. Here.
Yeah, it's been out for decades already. Dragon Ball Z, and it's still popular. Still,
it will always be. Nigga, when that nigga went Kaioken, nigga, I thought I could do that.
Me and my wife are planning on going to Tokyo.
Hey, nice.
We're planning on going to Tokyo. In a couple of years, yeah, we're planning.
That's good.
I went out to dinner with her. I mean, well, for breakfast with her and everything. And then we were talking about it, and she said she wants some sushi and she wanted to go to Tokyo, Japan. Yeah, I'm there. Let's go to Tokyo. All the animes in Tokyo. Right.
Hey, that's gonna be lit.
Let's go.
For real, man. That's
you gotta cross up a Chinese nigga first.
I mean, I already did it.
You gotta go international with the movies, baby.
You right. Yeah. But yeah, we were talking about it, and she's interested, and so we're gonna wait for the kids to get a few years older.
They're like kind of international waters.
You know, able to, you know, be on their own a little bit. We out. Me and her. We out.
Word, man.
Enjoy.
That'll be dope.
No, I can't wait, bro.
We gotta make an HBCK shirt, and then you gotta take a picture with it.
Oh, I would definitely do that, bro. Yeah. I would definitely.
We gotta make. There's a lot of shirt factories around
internationally.
There's a lot of shirt factories around here.
Advertising. Yeah.
It's a lot of shirt factories over here too.
No, for real. That's a lot.
No, we gotta go over there with it. What is that HBCK? Yeah. Listen to our podcast. Thank you.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Yeah, he did everything. What was your favorite episode of Dragon Ball Z, Henry?
Bro, from DBZ Saga.
I'm sorry, DBZ Saga. I said that shit like that was a universal saga.
The series, whatever.
It could be anything.
Android Saga. Android is very broad. If I say Frieza, that's just not too many people.
It's a couple.
It's the same shit, like repetitive in that damn Frieza saga. Ain't too much.
Damn,
like the ones that we saw.
Obviously, one of them has to be, obviously, if it's the Frieza saga when Goku turns Super Saiyan.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the best one.
That's iconic. Easy. But Android, there's like 30 niggas that he fight. You know what I'm saying? So when I say Android series.
Android is probably Gohan's fight with Cell.
I was just going to say that too.
That's a real high point.
I ain't going to lie, but when Vegeta, actually, and that for me, is when Vegeta turns Super Saiyan. That's the first time you see that shit. In Android series.
Oh, shit.
I was like, fuck everybody else. That nigga Super Saiyan?
Yeah.
I was like, finally. That nigga was like, he had this black hair. I am a Super Saiyan. It was nothing. That nigga was right there. He ain't turned nothing.
The legendary bird.
Oh, nigga, yeah. Hair. Okay.
Yeah, hair.
So, ain't nothing changed.
What's your favorite?
Oh, it was, for me, it was the fucking, I don't know, I was screaming in the room, too, for a long time. Super Saiyan 3.
It was every inch of the hair.
I put the TV up. I was screaming into the TV, nigga.
You know what? The one I like is Gogeta. Gogeta was popping.
And I had
I like Gogeta.
Oh, that's tough.
The fusion one? That was dope.
Gogeta or Vegeta? Vegeta.
No, Gogeta. Vegeta. Oh, Vegeta.
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 That sounds like a fucking street fighter. Vegeta. Versus Ryu.
Making up his own fusions.
That was popping. That was good.
Three
I like that
fusions
one.
Right there.
What the fuck?
But I ain't like the fusions, man, because they had like, you know, time limit on it. I ain't like that shit.
The fusion dance
has a time limit also. The fusion dance was like 30 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. The fusion has a time limit.
Patora.
That's why I didn't like the fusion. The fusion, that shit was like 30 minutes.
They retconned both of the original stories for the fusion and the Patora earrings. The fusion isn't 30 minutes no more, and the Patara earrings aren't permanent anymore.
The only way that it got out of it is when they, I think it was GT, Boo, basically, Super. Like, took them in, yeah. he had gold.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, yeah,
separate, Dragon Ball Z, yeah, the only way they got separated was because.
That's what they.
Boo, yeah. Boo.
So they had to fight off everybody, save everybody. That shit was hard, nigga. That nigga went inside and saved everybody.
That Boo series was tough, man. What? It was long as fuck.
Kid Boo was
Who's your favorite villain in Dragon Ball Z?
Shit.
Frieza. I like Frieza.
Frieza?
He did kill the planet with a freezer.
With a freezer? What?
Freezer, just like that. Killed the whole shit. Bow. Burn up. He was, like, he was fucked up.
Okay, Joey.
Freezer!
Okay, who's Joey?
I want to give honorable mention to Cooler.
Damn!
Oh,
no, that shit was hard. Cooler. Metacooler? Or the big one?
Both.
Which one?
Both. They're the same person. Both.
They are, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
But I would probably say
they are.
I like Cell. I really enjoyed Cell.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Freeze, I really Perfect like, Cell. But he's just too. When they introduce him in the Saiyan saga, he's the scariest motherfucker. He's the baddest motherfucker. He's perfect. But the fact that they keep bringing him back over and over and over kind of just makes him feel less intimidating. Man. Like, you already know Goku has his number. They're going to fuck him up. Vegeta could have already killed him or did kill him, but and they had to rewind time, whatever. But, yeah, Frieza's filthy, but the fact that he keeps just coming back and they keep just making him stronger, too, is like taking away some of his... I'm not scared of him no more, man.
Word.
I'm not scared of you.
How about you, Chris? Who's your favorite, really?
I said Frieza.
Oh, you said Frieza?
Yeah, he said Frieza.
I said that Kid Buu. That Kid Buu shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to go with Kid Buu and Cell.
No, actually, you know what? It was also hard, that Majin... That Majin tournament.
Oh, the Majin tournament.
The tournament, and then with the Majin shit going on.
Oh, yeah.
Bibbidi Bobbidi.
It's hard. Deborah.
Yo. But he was hard. It was the same three niggas.
Demon
Bibbidi Bobbidi. I was like, his brother. Bibbidi. His other brother.
Yeah, but you know, Bobbidi. Majin Buu was scary as fuck, too.
He was.
For the opposite reason of Frieza. Because he was also insanely powerful. But he was always playing around.
I tell you,
he wasn't scared of nothing.
He was hungry. Yeah. Was like, yo, that nigga turned into a cookie as a rat.
Vegeta killed himself trying to kill him. Didn't even do nothing to him. Like, he was just OP. He was just too powerful.
No, when he turned the first nigga into a cookie, scared. Everybody was like, hey,
dog.
Listen.
Yeah.
Just turn you into candy and just eat you. It don't matter even how strong you are, like, who you are.
Fuck that. He didn't even say he's strong. He was like, nah, we don't even got to fight.
That's a scary motherfucker. That was a scary motherfucker.
Piccolo tell you to back down. Piccolo, hey, listen, everybody, Goku, don't you do it.
Nah. I like Kid Buu a lot. Kid Buu and Cell.
Yeah.
Cell was good too.
Especially
the tournament where for Gohan, I like that.
You know what was the hardest fusion? Was the Super Saiyan. It was the GT. It was the Super Saiyan 4.
With Vegeta and Goku, right?
Yeah. I wish I would have saw
it. It turned into like the monkey one?
What?
Yeah.
They did Big Bang times 10 Kamehameha. That shit was two hands, nigga. That shit killed Omega Shenron. I wish I would have saw the, how you say it again? The
Patora
Super Saiyan 4.
I'm trying to get to the part where the universes or the planets fight each
tournament of power.
I haven't seen that because Jiren's the toughest one, and Goku and Vegeta came and beat him. That he had to be like, I read, it had to be like a combined effort to beat Jiren.
Yeah, Frieza up there.
So I haven't been.
That's one thing I don't like about DBZ series. It always takes a spirit bomb or a 15 niggas to beat one. I don't like that. Like, yo, give him the hands real quick. But I guess that's what keeps the shit going, I guess, in a way. Keep these characters going.
Hey, man, rest in peace to Kira Toriyama, but I don't give a damn about what the fuck Super was doing, man. I watched most of the Tournament of Power. I couldn't even finish it.
You like it, though? You like it?
There's a lot of great moments in Superman. For as much as a lot of stuff I hate that they did, there's a lot of really good, fun moments in there.
I hear my negative about it, bro. It's good.
Oh, it did?
That was the most neutral comment I give it, but okay.
Yeah.
One thing I will say is Jiren was a great character that they introduced, and he was way too strong. He should have been killed everybody. They dragged the tournament out so long.
In a way, yeah.
Like Jiren could have easily just killed everybody, and everything would have just been over with. Like, they super dragged it.
Even a form of God for Goku, he couldn't even.
Goku went Ultra Instinct like three times. He didn't even have the stamina to do all that. He just learned this Ultra Instinct, and he's already.
Fatigue.
Now you couldn't beat Jiren.
Hell no. I just learned how to do this technique.
technique.
They was doing so much.
That's
was trying.
That's what I want to see. I want to see good. That series. I haven't seen that it's part. Good. I want to see.
I would say watch it. If you're a DBZ it's fan, good. For sure you got to watch it. Check it out.
That was
you
do a lot of cool shit in there, bro. I seen that Broly movie.
Huh? Who?
Yeah, I seen that Broly.
Yeah.
The latest Broly.
Oh, yeah.
Broly.
The latest one I haven't seen.
Nigga, that shit was hard, bro.
You always hard?
What? Adult. Bro, that's one thing. That's one
Broly's
character.
Broly's crazy, bro. Broly's
that
crazy. I love.
That's one wild. Nigga that don't need no help. It's bro.
Hell no.
That's one character I love about DZ. They make one nigga that you just can't fuck with. You need a collect. You need fusions. You need a god to beat him. Like, I like that nigga.
With that movie, he's officially canon. And he's actually part of the
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Or the new one, though, right?
Yeah, the new one. The new one makes him canon.
Yeah. Didn't they bring? If I could be mistaken, but they brought. Didn't they bring Broly like to fight Jiren or something like that? Or
I wish they
no,
did.
No, to fight Jiren. No,
no, right?
It was just that girl that looked like.
They introduced Broly after the tournament. Cool.
Okay. Oh, they did.
Yeah, that was after.
Oh, I didn't see that part. I just stopped.
It's a movie. The movie is a timeline, and the movie comes out. It takes place after the Tournament of Power.
Oh shit, I gotta watch that part.
Yeah.
Damn, that nigga rose up from the. I gotta watch that.
Where's Broly from? I forgot.
Another honorable mention before I forget.
The same place from Black where Goku. Goku's from.
Black Goku.
I just wanted to mention. I wanted to mention Black
that
Goku.
Shit, Who's Black Goku? If that shit, if you want to talk about brother, a stupid that's thing, Black Goku's shit. Probably the worst thing in fucking Super, but.
Oh,
I didn't like that shit.
Isn't it with the pink hair, right?
Yeah.
Rose, he had the Super Saiyan Rose. Rose.
Nah, that shit was dumb. That shit was whack as fuck.
Super Saiyan Rose.
I didn't like it at first, but I love it.
I like it. That's dope.
Nah.
I like it.
Black Goku.
He's evil. He's the evil version
of Goku. The evil version, yeah.
Goku. He's from a different timeline. So he traveled the world. Pretty sure Trunks knows him.
I think this is Trunks' future or some shit.
Yeah, future Trunks' timeline.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that one I saw, but Goku Black is dope.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Goku Black is crazy.
Damn, so he is.
This is one of the worst arcs in Super.
Terrible.
One of the fucking worst because of what they chose to do, but he was pretty cool how they introduced him and all that. Yeah. They fucked up Trunks' whole story with this fucking saga because everything he did was literally for nothing with the way this shit ended.
That pink.
They never beat him. They couldn't beat him.
That pink hair is his Super Saiyan form?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
it's called
it
Super Saiyan Rose.
Yeah.
They completely destroy. They completely eliminate Trunks' timeline to save it.
It sounds like a champagne bottle.
For real, Super bro. Saiyan Rose.
Wait, holding his hand.
It don't sound bad, bro. Super Saiyan Rose.
Nah,
I was Super Saiyan Rose.
I mean, it's much more creative than Super Saiyan Blue, and fucking.
Yeah, I agree.
Super Saiyan God is the hardest one. They just skip it and go straight to Super Saiyan God. Super Saiyan. You gotta say it afterwards.
Do you have to say Super Ultra Instinct or just say Ultra Instinct?
No, it's Ultra Instinct.
I thought it was Super Saiyan.
No, it's just Ultra Instinct.
I know Super Saiyan God Super.
He went Ultra Instinct. Right?
Huh? Super God Saiyan some shit.
It's Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan Blue.
There you go. Yeah, that's the one.
And what's the red version? The red version is Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan God. Super Saiyan God. Yeah.
Okay.
Then you got Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan Blue Kaioken.
Yeah.
Times 10.
Yeah. Wow.
That enhances his shit there.
They bugging right now. Vegeta has Gohan, a new form. Gohan has a new form. Piccolo has a new form. Frieza has a new form.
All the shit he's learned.
But Gohan and Piccolo shit, that's dang on that. That shit is hard. It looks like a Super Saiyan 2 with gray hair. But he's older.
To me, that shit.
With red eyes.
That movie pissed me off too.
Yo, it's terrible. Oh my god, that shit is terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
So terrible. The latest one is the Broly one, dog. That shit is so hard because Vegeta turns Super Saiyan God.
Have you ever seen Cooler's movie? Cooler?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah,
choking the shit out of Goku.
That's a good movie.
Meta Cooler was choking the shit out of Goku. Vegeta had to help that nigga. He was about to kill that nigga.
No joke, bro.
For real. Meta Cooler had an army. Had a swarm of niggas. The niggas was like, yo, we got to.
There was a Namek, right?
What? Yeah. When I seen that shit was like coming like this. That nigga was like, what?
I didn't see that one. Dragon Ball Super Broly. I saw Resurrection F, but I don't remember how it goes.
Resurrection F was so good.
Yeah.
That shit was hard.
They bring Gold Frieza in that one.
Oh, yeah, that is, yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's when they go get him. The only thing I hated.
They didn't give him a shine.
When you watch the movie, they give the Z Fighters a moment to fight Frieza's warriors, his goons, his henchmen, before Goku and Vegeta come back from training with Whis or whatever.
Right.
They make the Z Warriors look fucking amazing. Tien, Krillin, they all kicking ass. Yamcha's even in there. Master Roshi's getting it in. They look dope. They put the series out after the movie, and the series copies the movie. In the fucking show, though, they made these niggas look like fucking pussies again, though.
Yeah.
They kind of struggling. They don't get the same airtime, so you don't really see them doing their thing. Terrible. You just see them kind of getting beat up a bit, and then that's it. Goku and Vegeta comes to save them. I'm like, why would you take their shine away?
They're so dope. The storylines for almost each character was always off. It was always like kind of like up and down.
Even Vegeta was about to almost kill him, and then here come Goku.
Yeah, why would you take that away from Vegeta? Let Vegeta kill somebody for once and save the world. For once.
I need to see a Broly saga and a Vegeta saga when them niggas just win.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, Vegeta deserves his own movie.
Yeah,
Vegeta,
come on. Definitely.
Gohan got like three of his own movies. Vegeta needs one.
Gohan is a teacher and then came back and did a new form. Vegeta has been training since I was since third period. Yo,
real, fire before that.
After Quality of Life. Like, it was, this nigga was training for series.
After Quality of Life.
For real, my dude. Like, what the fuck? And he can't get his shine for nothing. Who, how many niggas has he defeated? Name three off the top. You don't know.
Who?
Vegeta, yeah.
Off the top. Ain't too fast. I can't name too fast, but there is niggas. I ain't gonna disrespect them.
Zarbon is one.
Zarbon, that's that nigga that was like
from the Ginyu Force.
That
he kills two of them from the Ginyu Force.
Okay, and yeah, Ginyu too, right?
No,
he ain't killed Ginyu.
That's Goku.
That's Goku.
No, actually,
no, it's a transformation.
Ginyu stays alive, and Ginyu dies in the Resurrection of F movie. He comes back as the frog, and he gets out of the body.
Oh, yeah, that's right,
He finally gets out of the frog body.
How does Ginyu die in the first one with the Piccolo?
I think Piccolo or Vegeta kills
Ginyu. Piccolo with the cannon.
No, Ginyu?
Yeah, Ginyu for sure.
No, Ginyu doesn't die. He switches bodies with Goku.
Goku, you're right.
And then when he switches back, Goku throws a frog in the way, and he stays as a frog up until the Resurrection F movie.
That shit is true. That shit, you're right.
Nah.
Raccoon, kick! That nigga posed like a motherfucker. Yo, but that form though, it was like orange something. That shit was hard for Piccolo. He looked like a alien Super Saiyan.
I don't mind them getting forms, but like, they're just coming out of nowhere and they don't really make much sense.
And that's what I'm saying. Vegeta still ain't get his shit. Broly just be popping up and he fuck everybody up. That nigga need a necklace. Just a that taser. I don't know what that shit is.
Broly is fucking powerful, bro. Broly is insane.
And that was Vegeta's father trying to tame that nigga. That shit was not working. Since birth, that nigga was hard.
Real Broly?
What? That nigga was tough as hell.
Yeah.
Bite shit, tight, like tight ass grip. Nigga was like strong as shit. Vegeta's father felt his power from there. Like, bro, what the fuck? I heard they got a new Dragon Ball Z game. It's called
The Dragon Ball.
Is it Kakarot?
Burst
Rage.
It's Burst something.
What was your best Dragon Ball game? Mine's Budokai 3. What was your best Dragon Ball Z game?
What was that
Sparking
one?
Sparking Zero. Sparking Zero is the new game. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
What was that one that we played here?
Let me see the little.
It was kind of a new one. I think it was before this one.
Shit, what the fuck is this?
Fighters, maybe. I don't know.
Was it?
What are you talking about? Before what?
Oh.
I don't fucking remember, bro.
Yo, this shit hard, nigga. Oh, shit. It's more like the Tenkaichi view.
Yeah, they're kind of trying to bring back some of that Tenkaichi feel.
Okay.
They said a new Tenkaichi begins.
Oh, that's what it says?
Yeah, but it's not called Tenkaichi, it's called Sparking Zero.
It's still Tenkaichi, but okay.
It looks good, man. And even the Dragon Ball FighterZ game that came out not too long ago, along with the Xenoverse games, are really good. I really like that Dragon Ball FighterZ.
I keep saying it. Bring back Budokai.
Sparking Zero. That's what
I was bring called. Back Budokai and Shaolin Monks, please.
Yo, Shaolin Monks was my show.
Hear this.
No.
No, I'm talking about Mortal Kombat. Shaolin Monks. That game right there, bro. Budokai 3 is damn near the best Tenkaichi was hard, I ain't gonna lie, but Budokai 3.
I think the one you popped up, Bristler, man. I think
that was just that one time I seen Casey playing that shit. That shit was tough.
Huh, I'm gonna show y'all the other Dragon Ball game that I was always talking about.
What's that, Bristler?
Kakarot.
Kakarot, which is
Kakarot was just like
Kakarot's good.
It's free right now. No.
Kakarot was like Budokai 3 with that roaming shit. Yeah. You could just roam the planet.
Sagas.
Oh, Sagas. I mean, I used to play that shit, Budokai 2.
I love playing this shit, bro.
And I never seen a saga or a video or a movie, whatever, when Bardock, Goku's father, turns Super Saiyan.
Bardock.
No, he doesn't.
Bardock.
What?
No, he don't turn Super Saiyan.
Damn.
No, he doesn't.
That's just the TV. That's the little...
I think I've seen what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure.
Who?
You. Like, about the... His father turned Super Saiyan some shit.
There's no movie with that.
I think that might be like some spinoff shit or,
maybe in Tokyo.
He has his own.
I've seen like an image of that. I think he had like a headband on and shit.
Yeah,
but he always has a headband.
Always.
There's a mini movie about Bardock and I forgot what happens as if he like survived or something. But there's a little mini movie that they made for him. That's really good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the old one,
Planet
yeah.
Frieza, I think the it's called one. Some shit like that. Planet
the father of Goku. Bardock, the father of Goku. Yeah, here we go. It's 48 minutes long. It's a movie, but it's like it's really short.
Most of these movies are here when we was born.
Mm-hmm.
I was born 1990.
Yes, sir.
And they already had Super Saiyan by the 80s. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Bardock was cold, nigga. And I like the fucking scar that he had on his face. I was like, man, that shit.
Yeah, I like Bardock.
That
cool.
Shit was tough. What was Kid Trunks and Goten?
Gotenks.
Gotenks. Okay.
They were strong as shit.
Yo, remember when you fucked up the fusion?
Fucked around a lot.
But you fucked up the fusion and they got fat.
And they got cancer skinny.
them niggas blew out a fat ass ghost and shit. They couldn't even throw out the red ghost when it was at one of their super moves.
But they could have gotten something too with Goten, but they fucked that shit up.
Yeah, remember in Tenkaichi where they would let you fuse anybody with anybody, and if you get it right or wrong, I think there was the same thing. You would get like a fat version.
I think so.
They had one game where you could put the fusion on and fuse with anybody, and it would just mix whoever the hell you picked. I know that much.
Well, if they could do that, then fucking turning him fucking Super Saiyan is not far fetched, nigga.
I'm pretty sure
they say never gonna do it.
No, it wouldn't be, but at the time that they was making that and when they actually put him in the game, it was two separate. Like, it was a lot of time passed apart. They literally only did that fusion thing in one game where they let you just.
What game was that?
I don't remember.
That's familiar.
What game was that? They let you do that. It was one of the Tenkaichi or the Budokai ones.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It was Tenkaichi or Budokai, one of those in the series. But it was only one game. I don't know why they didn't. I don't know why they didn't keep it, but it was kind of dope. It was kind of. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny to have mix and match people.
Did they let you do the abilities too?
Goku mixed with Piccolo?
I don't remember, right? Yeah, because the moves would have to be different. Two or something, a mix, because you're fusing a
special beam Kamehameha.
That shit, you have a spiral around that shit. That'd be crazy.
Special Kamehameha.
Who is your favorite Z fighter?
They were good. Oh, your favorite Z fighter
outside of Goku Vegeta.
Outside of Goku Vegeta,
I'll say, yeah, because I was gonna pick Goku regardless. But yeah.
What are we talking about? Like,
who's your favorite Z fighter?
Are you picking like a series? Like, whatever you've seen so far?
Without Goku and Vegeta. Okay. Without them.
It could be a form, it could be anything, whatever. Okay, anything.
I was even going to say what.
Well, he said Z fighter. So yeah, that would have to be one of the people from the gang.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say
Yamcha, Tien, and Krillin, the fighters. Master Roshi. Okay, or, I mean, I guess you could open
Dragon,
it up.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z.
Do that
I'm just saying that's what you said.
Yeah, no, I know what I say. Yeah, yeah. But if you want to open it up, we can open it up.
Open it up the
whole
way.
Yeah, he said open it up all the way.
Yeah, just without those two, because it's just easy.
All right, go ahead.
We all love them.
The whole Dragon Ball.
Favorite Dragon Ball character.
I like Trunks, bro.
Yeah, I know Trunks was always your favorite.
Trunks. Okay.
That's true. Good. Favorite villain.
Villain?
What you said? Frieza.
I Frieza.
Trunks and Frieza. Damn, what was the toughest nigga? Shit. But he's not really that tough no more. It was Kid Buu.
Yeah. I'm with Kid Buu too.
I was gonna say Super Buu because he could talk.
I like that fight with Gohan and...
Yeah, Gohan versus Super Buu was one of the best fights.
Oh, yeah, before he took his...
That's serious. Where you actually see Gohan not fucking around at all and being serious how he always should have been, but then still fucks up at the end anyways.
He had... I think he absorbed Goku
and Vegeta.
Gohan absorbed Supreme. Help me out, fellas.
Supreme Kai and
that was the Namek series.
Yeah. That was the other.
He had his unlocked potential. He got awakened.
He fought Super Bowl. So that was unlocked potential.
Like that was his form. I think it was a Super Gohan or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the boost that he got where he didn't even need Super Saiyan. He was using that because it was stronger than his Super Saiyan form.
That fight was tough, man.
Yeah, that shit was fire. Yeah, I remember that shit.
It's amazing, man. Really good fight.
That's when he was doing that wild ass Kamehameha.
I'm gonna go with I've always liked Kid Buu. Gohan and Kid Trunks.
How many people you picking?
How many you want?
Go ahead.
But I like everyone.
Well, yeah, of course. I
mean, Raccoon kick.
Yeah.
You picking Raccoon, Brendan?
Hell no.
But out of all them two, I really like Piccolo. I like Piccolo.
Piccolo's underrated, yo.
Yeah, I really like Piccolo. If they really moved it, because Piccolo can be really strong.
He's really smart.
He is.
So, but I like Piccolo.
Yeah, mine is just Gohan and Kid Buu. Give it to me. Just go with them niggas.
Solid. Can't go wrong. I'm gonna go with Goten. Because he's always been my favorite. Yeah. I was like spending time thinking, I'm like, dang, there's just so many people but I've always had a thing for Goten, so I really do love Goten. And it's kind of like similar with Piccolo. He has so much potential. They could have did so much with him, but they just completely ignored. They could have been.
Goten's like another Gohan.
Yeah, and that's another reason why I like him. He's the youngest one to ever be Super Saiyan. So it's like he has some of the best potential.
He does it with ease and chill.
Him and Kid Trunks.
Yeah, Kid Trunks. Yeah, that's cool.
That's the other thing. He's always with Kid Trunks, so it's like cool ass group.
If you had to pick, who you think will win, Jiren or Broly?
Jiren.
Wow.
Jiren's just so OP. He's ridiculous.
And Broly isn't.
Broly's insane. But even with Vegeta and Goku, they wouldn't even be able to land the hits that they were getting on Broly on Jiren. They wouldn't even be able to get that off.
Like I said, I still need to see that part. Right? I haven't seen that much.
I would like to see.
Definitely check it out.
That's one fight I would like to see.
So you can see Jiren's actually pretty dope, bro. I like him.
No, he was
he's
tough.
Really good.
I wanted to say Jiren, but I didn't say because I didn't really watch it, so I can't really say.
Honorable mentions: Jiren and Hit.
Hit.
That purple dude. He looked like he had a
nice
some body armor type shit on.
Hit.
He kills Goku.
He's an assassin.
He kills Goku.
Yeah, he kills Goku.
In the Super Series?
Piccolo brings him back. Yeah. He's a hired hitman.
How did he kill him?
Goku hires him to kill him. Because he wants to fight him. He wants to fight him again. And the only way he'd get a chance to fight him is if he hired him to kill him. This was after the tournament of power. Little tournament they had before the tournament of power.
This is another universe.
In order to fight him, he had to hire this nigga just to kill him.
Yeah.
So he's like, "We got to fight. I got to pay."
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody knew till the end. Who hired him?
2,200. Ah, that's it. I got you.
Stop Goku's heart.
How do you do it?
I think Piccolo brought him back.
He's crazy.
How do you do it?
With his technique.
He has a technique of his own, the way he fights is a little different.
He hit him with a one-inch punch.
Oh, hit him with one-inch. Goku end up beating him?
Stopped his heart. No.
Now, and then Goku he did some shit where, he took, some of his energy out. Just in case, because he knew, he wasn't strong enough to, defeat Hit.
Okay,
and that's what happens. Shit,
damn! So they don't even beat him. Goku doesn't even beat him. Is it safe to say? I guess.
Yeah.
No, Goku can beat him, but
he doesn't.
He doesn't beat him.
He got some ability that lets him fucking stop time and shit.
Goku?
No, this dude.
He has a when they fight right here in this in their first encounter, he has an ability where he can go ahead like I think about 10 seconds or 5 seconds, something like that. And with him fighting Goku, you know how Goku brings out the best in other fighters, mm-hmm. and always pushes them?
Right.
He realized Goku figured out his time skipping technique and figured out a way where he can figure out where he's going to be before he is and lands hits on hit. So it surprises him. Yeah, because mm-hmm. no one could ever really touch him because he's 10 seconds ahead. So in that happening while they're fighting, it pushes hit to try to extend his time for his time skip. Mm. And he works on it while they're fighting and he actually extends it even longer. So through meeting Goku and fighting Goku, he actually gets way stronger because at some point he can time skip like way further in advance, and that all comes from him fighting Goku.
I haven't even seen this, but I know about him. But he I haven't seen this.
Yeah, you gotta watch this.
Don't put this shit on. We about to spoil it for him. He's trying to see it.
I already spoiled it.
No, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
I'll watch this.
That sounds like a good.
That sounds like a better fight than Jiren.
It's definitely not, but it's a good fight.
I just wish it went on longer though.
Beerus is filthy too, though.
Beerus is fucking
filthy. Beerus is fucking
filthy.
Weiss is the filthiest, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the calm nigga, right? With that. He on different. He different, bro. He different.
Yeah. All he want to do is eat.
His father different, bro, because he trained them too.
Whose father?
Weiss.
Oh yeah.
The Grand Minister, the little dude that be with the baby looking motherfucker.
Oh yeah. Shit.
He trained Weiss and shit.
I think all the angels, right?
All the angels. Yes.
So much shit. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking worth it.
It's just crazy, man.
Jenny, you gotta watch that Loki series, bro. The timeline is crazy.
That Loki series is really good, man.
Oh, that's what we was talking about on the court. I wanted to bring that up too. How you merge
Loki's so good.
Yeah.
Loki is different.
Yeah, merge that up.
Loki is different.
Together. So it's gonna take place from the Loki series, the Deadpool shit, right? You saw
No. It was different with what he was talking about. Oh, okay. I was trying to understand what he was saying. I saw it was different.
He was saying the same thing you said. No, yeah. I just mentioned Loki because the TVA is in.
I didn't even look at that shit yet. I didn't even look at that. I forgot about that.
TVA.
Deadpool trailer? Or?
The TVA about the Deadpool trailer. In the Deadpool trailer.
I forgot what the TVA is. I keep thinking VCR, but all right.
VCR. Yeah, you know what's funny? I thought the same thing in the beginning. Yeah. So like I
they got VCRs in another planet? Oh, no. Happy birthday, Wade.
So what also happens in this trailer Deadpool 3?
Uh-huh. Or
whatever. It'll take a few years, for sure. But I'm happy.
Because I want to see
he's
that.
Not with Vanessa anymore. They broke up.
Yeah.
I'm the luckiest man alive.
I missed that.
She right there.
Yeah, they're friends.
Man, we know what that means for him, though.
Wait, and her.
Who's asking?
Yeah, TVA, yeah. Whoa. I'm about to prove your ass.
Is that supposed to be scary? Pegging isn't new for me, friendo, but it is for Disney.
You see the white dude who picks up Deadpool once they bring him back to the TVA, and he's showing him all the videos and stuff.
Okay.
That's what Mobius does to Loki in the show. He's the one from the TVA who's sent to pick up Loki and handle that situation.
Okay, now so you're putting it together.
Mobius
from
is the character
the vision
from,
to the dialogue.
So you think
together.
That's Mobius?
No, that's not Mobius, but Mobius will be back. In,
so you think that is?
In the Mars.
That's Bibbidi.
I have no idea who the hell that is. What Bibbidi. I was going to mention was,
boo.
You know how I told you guys the TVA is from the Loki series.
Yeah.
Kane created the TVA for
Khan.
Khan.
King is Khan.
Khan.
King the Conqueror.
Okay.
Ken Khan.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. But he creates the timeline, whatever the case.
Coco Mongo.
In the show, I wanted to mention to you in season 2, because only me and Henry have watched this.
Okay.
Spoilers. You do remember when Mobius and Loki go down to Obi's workstation?
Yeah.
I forgot the name of that department. But you know, the first time he goes down there, so he can figure out the Loki's time slipping, what's going on.
Right.
You know how Obi remembers Mobius, but Mobius doesn't remember him?
Yeah.
Obi, right? Mobius.
It's been like centuries since he's been in that department.
Right, yeah. Like, Obi- like 400 or some shit like shit.
Yeah, it's like a ridiculous amount of time.
400 years or some shit like that.
Mobius was like, that's the first time they brought him into the TVA, and he went down there and met Obi, and then it was like centuries and centuries.
Right, right, right.
He doesn't remember ever being in that department. Me watching them bring Deadpool in there, and us trying to figure out who the fuck is this guy at the TVA that's briefing Deadpool? Who are these new TVA workers? Like, there could be other departments in the TVA that Mobius doesn't even know, and they don't even show on the show. Just like Obi Station.
That is true.
He hasn't been there in that centuries.
That I can agree to that.
Yeah, it sounds like Star Wars to me. I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
It is kind of crazy. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot to this show.
It's kind of
with time and all that shit.
That can make that could make sense.
There could for sure be another department of the TVA that Obi is, that they don't even know. That does like special missions.
Yeah, like a separate mission or a
there could for sure be something. Because I was wondering watching the trailer, I'm like, who the hell is this guy and how the hell does no one know who he is?
But this got to be it. Like you said, it could either be it has to be taking in place before Loki got there.
No, it's after.
It's after?
It has to be after.
After Loki got there, but Loki's in there already while this is happening.
Yeah, to me, yeah. This is part of the new TVA. Spoilers, again, you guys are gonna be lost. Yeah,
fuck Loki.
I just know that guy got a lot of TVs like Boondock, what his name is? What'd you call him?
Boondock. The Matrix?
No, the nigga you just talking about the whole time.
Mobius?
There you go. Yeah, he got a lot of TVs like him. Yeah, they got he took Loki to the same TV set. It is.
Which out of the two movies your favorite one?
Out of what? The Deadpool one?
The Deadpool.
Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe the first one.
Man, when that nigga hit that nigga nuts, he was like, your poor wife. Nigga. Nigga broke his fucking hand.
The second one is with Cable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That shit was funny as hell.
They're both good.
Hey,
they're both
really good. Yeah. Hey, yo. Just because Deadpool's dialogue. And throughout the movie, the narration throughout the movie fucks you up. It's so fucking funny.
He's so
funny. And then some shit comes in, like, yo, man.
He's so fucking funny.
Ryan Reynolds,
I know he's going to be fucking Wolverine the whole time as soon as he sees him.
I hope so.
Oh, my God.
Because Deadpool's like that. Deadpool's funny.
Hell yeah, he got to. And also, that's his favorite.
I want to hear him call him Bub.
He's got to throw out.
What do you want, bub?
At least one bub. He's got to throw out at least one bub.
I need him to say that. I need Deadpool to say that too.
In the trailer also as well, if you guys notice when the TVA dude showing him the screens of the Avengers and stuff, there's some scenes where Deadpool's fighting against the TVA and it looks like he's in some of those movies.
In the screen?
He might be traveling to certain Marvel movies doing things like this one right here in the forest with the snow.
That's
from the Avengers. Wolverine. That's from the Avengers. Oh wait,
isn't that for Wolverine? I thought of Sabretooth. You know when Logan was in that damn truck and Sabretooth was coming. That's why I don't know why I just thought of that.
That's the original X-Men movies.
I was thinking of that, or even the Avenger Ultron one. I could think of that one too because they was fighting in the snow.
That's the one. Yeah. Age of Ultron is the one scene is at. Why the hell is there some of this stuff popping up? Also, it was after. Yeah, this one right here.
Those villains look like Age of Ultron, if I remember. What the fuck is that?
Where's the one with the snow? Well, the one with the snow. And the also,
beginning. I think, yeah.
Since you brought up, there we go, this one right here.
Go ahead, talk his talk.
This is the one from Age of Ultron. It looks like the background.
That's TVA right there. He's fighting, no?
Yes, he's fighting the TVA. That's also another weird thing.
What the fuck is TVA?
They come and get Time Variant Association. They're in charge of keeping the main timeline in order from all the multiverses.
And they keep it in order.
I'll put it to you like this. It's the same exact thing as Miles Morales in the Spider-Verse. The Spider-Man union thing where they have to keep the timeline safe for everybody or else everything gets fucked up. It's the same exact shit.
It's not 911. Like shield and shit.
Yeah, it's something not 911. It's 611.
Okay. Yeah, but for time. Yeah. It's exactly what it is. What was the other thing I was going to mention? Oh, yeah. Since you brought up the old X-Men movie, Brendan, they brought back Pyro.
Who's
that's the actor that plays Pyro from the original X-Men movies from the 20th century X-Men
movies.
The
ones we grew up with. That's right.
The dude with fire. That was with Magneto.
Pyro.
Oh, wow.
His name is Pyro.
Yeah.
I forgot about him. Oh, shit. Yep. Is this the original nigga that was
playing? That's the original dude who plays him. He's also in the Deadpool trailer. I don't know if he's still Pyro from another timeline or if he's just playing someone else, but he is in here. So there's a lot of Easter eggs in here, man. There's a lot of things that they do give us.
Damn, what was the last movie questions. I see him in? It was X-Men what?
It was the X-Men movies.
First one, right? Was it?
No, he was in the second one.
Second one, right?
I don't know about... Oh, in the first one, too, I think.
Pyro did come in.
He was in both movies, I believe.
Yeah, X-Men 1 and 2, right? I got to check him out. I forget that X-Men and Fantastic Four got, like, kind of the same nigga.
Human Torch.
Yeah. Flame on!
A lot of people with powers.
You were saying that who's going to play Fantastic?
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic. Oh, Pedro Pascal was going to play, right?
They got Jake on Mr. this Fantastic. Shit. Gyllenhaal.
I don't know who his character is.
As Mr. Doom.
He's the one that the...
They got this nigga as Mr. Fantastic?
Pedro Pascal, yeah.
Yeah,
he's from Narcos.
They announced that a long time ago, a couple months ago.
Why the fuck?
So look, 2024, exactly. What's that?
Who is the villain for Fantastic Four 2024?
What the fuck?
There is no 2024 Fantastic
Four
movie.
Man, they just had...
No, if it's there...
I think it's 2012. See? They don't even got nothing coming. I don't know what the hell that was, but there's no... The last one was that one with Michael B. Jordan and...
Yeah, that's the last one. It's from,
Oh, shit.
What? Yeah, I saw them right there. Yeah,
that's...
John
Chris. Nah, see?
This is... They don't have
them. That's what I saw, bro.
You said Michael B. Jordan first.
2024.
But that's not them.
This is not real.
That's not them.
Nah, bro, I'm telling you.
This is not real. They never made this movie, bro.
I'm gonna find that shit, bro. Ever. I'm telling you. That's what I saw.
No, you didn't.
Bro, that's right here, nigga.
This whole series of Fantastic Four.
Stay away from drugs.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Say yes to drugs.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Damn. 2015.
I told you.
Damn,
man. Wow.
I told you. I was 25. Wow. I was 25.
2024. That's
yeah,
a
that's
movie.
That's the last one they made. It was horrible. Yesterday.
That's crazy. I've never seen that. I've never seen that shit, yo.
10 years later.
He can't. I've never seen that shit.
Can't tell Michael B. Jordan's a decade.
I don't follow this shit, bro. I don't follow this shit.
I
don't follow this shit, man.
But me either.
You.
No, just whoa. You watch too much
HBO.
That
shit over here, bro.
When I saw,
I don't see that shit.
When I saw B. Jordan there, I was like, what the fuck?
Man, this shit old.
I want to know who Jake Gyllenhaal is playing.
He has to be that green, not green dude, but like he has like that helmet.
Doctor Doom. He's not playing Doctor Doom. I would have.
You think it's Spider-Man? You think it's Spider-Man?
I'm thinking
about Spider-Man.
Green Goblin. Rey Mysterio. I said Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, Mysterio.
Mysterio. Yeah.
I don't even know Rey Mysterio's favorite move. I don't know his signature move. I just know that nigga just like he'll run back and forth between the ropes and go in between them and kick the shit out of your face. That's it.
Who the hell is Jake Gyllenhaal supposed to be in this movie?
He was Mysterio in Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was.
But he's not going to be Flame On.
No, he's not going to be one of the four members are right up here up front.
A scientist.
That's why I want to know who the hell he's going to be if he's not.
That's a Kirby. Who you? But I don't know how I feel about Pedro Pascal playing Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That doesn't make sense.
This nigga, he just woke up. He just, all right. We got an event to go to.
I like him in the Last of Us series. He's great in that.
He's always, he's good for
that.
He's great in that. Any Narcos series and Last of Us.
Yeah.
Gotta watch that. That's good.
That's the video game, right? Last of Us.
Yeah, that's a video game. That show's good.
Vampire.
Depending on bringing back John Wick 5.
John Wick 5.
John Wick 5.
I am Klaus. I need more guns.
First thought they kill in this one.
Technically, they don't want to kill off John Wick. They like him a lot, so they want to keep.
Of course, everybody.
They want to keep going. You reach your inner John Wick. You the man.
Well, they want to make it like a little series saga with John Wick and shit.
I just don't want him to fall down those stairs again because that was too much.
I didn't like that. That scene was way too much.
They did it on purpose.
Well, wow. I know. I was like, damn, how many flights? They did it like twice. I was like, hey, yo.
Yeah, they did.
And then he's like, I need more guns.
Yeah,
I am Klaus.
But that line, he says, it's from The Matrix. I don't even know that.
I need more guns.
It is.
It's from The Matrix, yeah.
Man, he always doing it. He got everybody from The Matrix in John Wick.
From the first one.
1-4. Yeah.
That's good. That's dope. But yeah, that line he said, "I need more guns." That line is from The Matrix.
I need more guns. I don't mind them doing a 5, but the way the last one ended is like They made it almost definitively over. Like, he took like four gunshots from that duel, yeah. And then he's just there with no ambulance and anywhere. Which is the one where he's
fighting like his own like team and shit, like
his boy. What's his name? IP Man. Which was that one? God, what's his name? Is it? I'm gonna say something racist. Not Jason Boo.
Yeah.
IP Man, dude that plays IP Man.
He's
amazing.
Movie IP.
Donnie Yen plays Kane.
He said, "Whoop."
I don't know. Not that far.
Yes, you are.
Donnie Yen. Man, what?
Yeah. Oh, dude, he got it.
That dude was in
John Wick. I wonder who's going to be. Yep. If they bring back John Wick, I wonder who's going to play Sharon.
Scott Adkins.
Who's going to play what?
Sharon.
No one's going to play him.
No one, right?
They're not replacing him. Yeah.
They better not.
Because Lance Reddick passed away.
Perfect.
Yeah. Lance Reddick passed away. Is it a year ago or is it two years now, man?
I think it's a year.
Right?
I think it's a year.
Like that nigga calmed down the whole scene. That nigga went through war. Yeah, good evening, Mr. John. Yeah. Mr. Wick.
Yeah, he was great.
That nigga was like,
oh, man. They're not. His character won't be recast. They're just gonna have probably somebody new, or they won't have. Remember, the Continental at this point is it still there?
Oh, at the end of John Wick 4? Yeah.
It's still there.
But is it fucked up? Is it still gonna be functioning? Because
how much is fucked up? That's fucked up.
Because how much fucked up is fucked up?
That's fucked up.
The guy that was in charge of the place or whatever, he betrayed the house again for John Wick. Mm-hmm. So. And they went up in there again and fucked everything up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's gonna happen.
They were going to each international continental that whoever was associated with John Wick and destroying that.
Well, seeing as
the ending goes pretty
thick. On the fourth one, yeah, that was the one.
Did you meet all the assassins in the shit? Yeah, the one I saw. Okay,
yeah,
that was like another one. Some shit.
Yeah, Daniel was dope.
This one was tough, man. This one was tough.
I think they're starting to borderline or they're borderline teetering. On the like that Fast and Furious shit,
where it's
like you're doing too much. Like this needs to end at some point.
Like the Walking Dead.
Wait, is that this nigga's daughter? Going,
no,
I'm just saying
that's this is racist. Toriyama and Sawayama are not it's closer even the
than,
same I mean, thing.
Closer than Wu.
No, I'm just playing. Her character name is this nigga.
That is not
on today's near. Episode. How much is that fucked up?
That's fucked up.
Damn it, John Wick, come back, man.
Yeah, good. I don't know. If they do a 5, I don't know if I want them to do a 7, 8, and a 9, and a 10. At some point, they gotta.
Because the whole thing is ridiculous. Because the whole thing was.
It is ridiculous.
You killed my dog.
Hey, man.
Yeah, see?
He was dope.
Now he had to get out of the clan. He had to get out of the gang.
It's getting crazy.
That's all it was.
It's getting crazy.
He had to kill it.
Your wife would not be proud of you right now, John.
He had to kill it.
Nah, I'm
surprised that red balloon didn't come out. They would have had the red balloon. It would have been rep.
You overdid it.
Red balloon, all the kids would have came out. Now that's fucked up.
John Wick Chapter 5. There's another movie. Iron Man 4 as well.
Oh yeah, Iron Man 4. Yeah.
I seen that being rumored around the same as Spider-Man 4.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who they use it for that one?
The same one.
Supposed
Downey
to be
Jr.?
Robert Downey, but yeah. This isn't official.
It's supposed to be taken before the Endgame Avengers fight. You sure that?
Okay.
It's taken before.
That was when he was with what's my baby name? Scarlett.
Yeah, so Robert Downey Jr. confirmed that Iron Man 4 is indeed
in the works. Oh, shit. While negotiations continue for his return, this would mark his 7th appearance. And also, Steve Rogers, Captain America, Chris Evans is rumored to come back as well. I don't know for what, though.
You know, he plays the Human Torch, too, right? Or used to?
Yeah, in the old Fantastic Four movie.
Captain America.
Chris Evans.
Oh, he sure did. Flame on!
Damn, Iron Man 4, we got Robert Downey Jr. coming back, maybe Chris Evans.
The Oppenheimer, bro, what's up with that movie? I'm hearing a lot about that.
I want to see that movie. I haven't seen it yet.
Heimlich remover? What is it?
It's not.
it's about a guy that created the atomic bomb.
Oh.
The one that dropped over Hiroshima.
Yeah, basically, and just a whole series. It's just a whole movie about how he created it and everything, and how he impacted history.
Okay, with a bomb. It's
supposed to be about World War II.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Like, yeah. Right, but he did the... I love the guy that plays. I keep forgetting his name.
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, from the Peaky Blinders. Oh, I love that series. With the movie won a lot of awards and shit like that. Nominated for... forgot what.
Cillian Murphy.
That's mm-hmm. really good.
Also does a great job as the Crow. I mean, Scarecrow and the Batman.
Yeah, he does an amazing job.
He's a great actor overall, bro. Great. Honestly, in all his roles, he never has a big crazy role like Chilling, a main role.
Murphy.
Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep seeing this shit Chilling. On. Chilling. But he's like the what's the gangsters? What is that series?
Peaky Blinders.
Is that shit good?
Hell yeah.
I heard this nigga was the coldest nigga. I heard this. It was one scene. He was like, no fighting.
Watch
it. And then something before, he was like, no fucking fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, hell yeah. Watch that shit. I finished that shit. I like this one scene
where he in the street, but then he had a cigarette, some shit like that. He just took that shit, but he had a dead stare.
On some mob shit, bro.
He was in the street.
That's a mob shit.
Yeah, he has some mob shit, bro.
What year it taking?
I think it's like 1920s. They got carriages as fucking cars.
Shit.
So niggas chilling in suits at the bar.
I thought it was somewhere around there, 1920, somewhere around there.
You know, you smoking the bar, you know, drinking that whiskey. Had nigga and shit.
In
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And some niggas trying to take over his territory.
It's about gangs and shit.
But in that time era in England.
Really good.
Peaky Blinders.
I watched one season of this. I never watched this shit or anything.
How many series?
I think it's 3 or 4.
I think it's 5.
He's still going?
Nah, I think it's 5.
It might be closer to 5. 6 seasons.
Yeah, I watched
all
them
shits, bro. It's just
I think they're planning to come with a 6 season.
Tough.
Oh no, 6 seasons.
It's over, right? It ended.
Yeah, I know it ended.
Like, just him.
That's his brother, right? Tom Hardy in the
Tom Hardy's not his brother. He's a rabbi in the series.
He's in another gang.
He runs the Hebrew Jewish gang. That shit's dope. That shit's
They try to partner up, and he's selling some type of shit, and then he's selling some weird shit, bagels.
It's a type of drug, man. It's like
Bibles, not cocaine.
That's a type of drug.
In the name of God, that is a type of drug.
They're just trying to make it big, you know. Like they open up like their own fucking business and all this shit.
They're selling, they're going across borders and shit like that. Check it out. You'll definitely like Peaky Blinders, some gangster shit.
Yeah, but I see throughout the series his suits get better and better
drip.
Money
drip, bro.
Yeah.
He got that watch with that chain. I like that one. And they pull out that pocket.
I like that one scene.
He had a white tee.
It's a great
movie. And he had a black vest with the pinstripe. That shit lit the hall. I like that one. I like
Arthur Shelby's. Yeah, that's Paul Anderson. That's his brother in the show. That's his brother. He's the crazy one.
If I'm not mistaken, I think this one Eric was telling me too, to watch this shit too. Eric used to tell me about watching this.
Moon Knight.
Yo, I never seen. I don't even know who Moon Knight
is.
What does that nigga do?
Sandman is pretty good.
It looks weird. The costume is weird to me. I don't want to watch
the show. What do you do? All white and what's
that? Not bad. Like, fuck is this shit?
You make everybody go to bed.
What, Sandman?
No, I'm talking about Moon Knight.
Moon Knight is dope, bro.
I'm like, tune that Moon Knight is good. What they do?
Moon Knight season 1 was good. Season 2 has been confirmed. And I was telling Henry, Ghost Rider is supposed to be introduced.
Bro.
Ghost Rider is going to be introduced to the Marvel universe in Moon Knight.
I heard, like, from Marvel heads that top 5 Ghost Rider is like one of the strongest niggas.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, he can be single-handedly niggas.
He can be everyone.
I mean, he got chains on
like
fire,
even
bro.
What's that nigga name? What's that big nigga name in X-Men?
He got motorcycle dog.
What's the strongest nigga name in X-Men?
Galactus.
Is it that nigga that could turn biggest motherfucker?
Galactus.
He could defeat him, right?
Yes.
Ghost Rider. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think he has beat him.
Yeah. And then he even beat
Rampage Hulk. You know, Hulk loses his shit. He beat him too, right?
Yeah. He's definitely beating Hulk. Yeah. He's definitely gonna beat Hulk.
Not Deadpool though, right? Him and Deadpool's.
I don't know how that would work because their powers conflict a bit. Like, yeah. I don't.
Does
that's
he
a good one.
To? Does he? Can he that's healing
a
powers?
Good one.
Ghost Rider.
Does he what?
Healing powers.
He has healing abilities. I don't know to what extent. But the what What makes it a hard ass matchup is because Deadpool's ability to break the fourth wall and his reality altering abilities. Like the way, I don't know how that will work against Ghost Rider's like magic, dark magic, black magic shit that he has going. Because he has abilities like his death stare, where when he looks into your soul, any pain or torture you've ever caused anyone is automatically inflicted on the person, and that like instantly kills everyone because everyone's done some fucked up shit.
Absolutely. So like, Deadpool can't die though. He's, you know.
Exactly. He kind of can, but not really. And then even some of his other powers,
because he regrows his fucking body parts.
Yeah,
and shit.
But if you completely disintegrate all of him, all his atoms in like an instant, I don't know how Deadpool comes back from that. I don't know if he can or can't. I've just never seen him be completely disintegrated in a second.
And energy.
It's always like most of his body, half his body, parts of his body, and then he just regrows it all back. But I've never seen him completely wipe the fuck out. So I don't know how it works with that either. That's a good matchup. I have no idea.
That's a crazy matchup.
Because Ghost Rider has he's more stronger.
He has a motorcycle.
He's more stronger.
Because I ain't gonna lie, that Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage, was hard. That Nicolas Cage shit,
I liked it. It kind of failed.
But yeah, I'm just gonna say that.
What you mean? That shit was good.
Yeah, it was. It didn't make money, is what I mean. Yeah. I liked it, but it didn't make money.
At the time, bro, like, don't
take it. Which is why I got canceled. Because at the time, it was bad.
Yeah,
financially,
it was like Daredevil bad. Like with Ben Affleck.
Damn.
Let your pops up and shit. Yeah, I liked that movie.
Yeah. I mean, too, as a kid. But
yeah. I liked it too, but didn't make any money.
You can't go back to look at that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but even at that time, it failed. It lost the money at that time. Most people didn't like it.
Colin Farrell was Bullseye.
It was a little crazy, man, but I liked it, man.
He was throwing shit, nigga. He was throwing shit, my nigga.
I really like that shit, man. It sucked that they didn't really. I mean, it didn't. I don't know if it sucked, but I like the movie.
I mean,
man.
She, you know, Electra and that shit, she looked good.
Electra looked good.
Oh, yeah.
I like
that
shit. Oh, sexy, yeah, bro.
Netflix movie.
I like Ben Affleck as Matt Murdock.
No, it's you. The movie? I keep forgetting. No, you.
No, him.
The movie?
Yeah, both of y'all didn't see Punisher?
Well, I watched the movies.
The series?
Yeah, it's not the series.
No.
You didn't watch? Both of y'all didn't? Yo, no. Bullseye.
He's in that too?
What? Bullseye and Jigsaw, are the hardest niggas. And then Daredevil comes back. Matt Murdock. I keep Smokey. What's his name? Smokey. Foggy!
This is not Friday. For real. It's not Friday and next Friday.
So what?
That's fucked up.
What's my baby name? She's so fine. Damn. Secretary.
Oh my god, she is so sexy. Talk about
Karen Page.
Karen! Turn the page.
Her and Foggy most likely won't be coming back.
Yeah, no.
Foggy?
Yeah, man. Smokey.
Not Smokey.
Smoker.
Wheezy.
Which I don't know how it's gonna work.
I'm still heard that they made a Kraven trailer 5 years ago, and
we still haven't got the movie.
That trailer was hard. Crazy. That's like not bringing out Monkey Man. Oh, they brought it. Monkey Man.
Nah, they set a date on that shit.
Wig Patel. They need to see that. I still don't know what Moon Knight does.
Moon Knight has
What?
He has some powers from the Khonshu god, which is the god of the moon. Oh. And he also has he has some martial arts and fighting abilities, little extra strength.
Right.
Little bit of, you know, extra agility, extra strength.
So from the Munchies god. What he got?
The Munchies? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You said moon. You said munchie. Munchie guy.
I didn't say no munchies.
That's why I heard.
Man. Expert pilot.
I said conchu.
Oh, there it is.
He brings cashews.
Munchies guy.
Supposed to be the moon god.
Immortality.
Oh, okay.
Immortality, yes.
I thought the nigga bring munchies at night.
Conchu has immortality.
Conchu.
Khonshu.
Moon Knight doesn't have immortality.
Khonshu got you.
Can Moon Knight lift Thor's hammer?
Ooh.
No, what? I don't know.
Maybe Knight. In the daytime?
Maybe in one of the daytime.
Who knows?
Maybe in one of the comic books. I don't know. Maybe in one of the comic books, maybe?
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't physically wield the hammer. Could command it to obey his will. That's why.
That's what's up.
In the comic books, it's crazy because, again, these people have way more abilities and way more powers. That's crazy. And they're fleshed out. Moon Knight is stronger than what we see him.
But remember, he just talked to it?
He's learning.
He just talked to it? That's
crazy. He whispered. Remember?
That nigga texted.
It's gods and shit in here, dog. He just...
Oh, he prayed. And he just opened. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
What are the powers of Moon Knight?
Wow. Oh, there it is. From the Munchie God.
Yeah.
Over years, oh, exhibits. All right, where's the Munchie God? Enhanced strength.
Prophetic vision.
There are nights with full moons, prophetic visions, and
what
dreams.
What does that mean, prophetic?
He has prophet, like prophets.
Oh, shit.
Prophet of the future?
Still don't know, but all right.
Prophetic. You know, a prophet.
He drained the brain. Okay, from a person's life. Oh, shit. So he make you go to bed. That's what it is with prophets. Yeah. And munchies. All right, all right.
He said, oh.
Yeah.
He make everybody go to bed. That's what it is.
And hungry.
Hello, light. Hello, light.
He's Moon. Nice, though. He's nice. Cool. He's nice as shit.
That's cool. Okay.
Right, can't right. wait for season two.
Shit. Didn't even know he had a season one.
Yeah.
This is random.
Me and Harry talking about the whole season one, though.
Shit.
No, for real.
It's called Good Night.
Good.
Yo, out of... This is kind of random.
Strength.
Out of the X-Men...
Beast.
Who's your favorite character in X-Men?
Beast. That nigga was smart and could slap the shit out of everything. With knowledge.
I mean, I got two, man.
Beast is a good one.
And
I like the Nightcrawler and Gambit.
Fuck you.
The Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler and Gambit, bro.
I love Gambit. Gambit. That nigga throw cards at you.
And shit.
What? Word that up. Is my favorite.
52 pickup. That nigga kill your ass. For real. And he good at goldfish, too. Oh, yeah. Uno.
Who's yours, okay?
I don't know if I ever had just a one main one. I always really did like Nightcrawler and Gambit.
I love Gambit.
I like Gambit, a lot of those side characters.
Yeah. Gambit's
dope as fuck.
Yeah.
And doing their own thing a lot of times. Wolverine was always great.
He's a favorite.
Wolverine's like the easy, obvious one.
Mm-hmm.
Professor X, I think, is the most powerful one, though.
If he wants to be. Aside from Jean Grey.
Jean is also one of them.
That's the flame on bitch,
Phoenix,
too, right?
When she becomes the Phoenix.
Raising Phoenix Suns.
Raising Phoenix
Suns. Yep.
I'm gonna say I always like Colossus as well, and
yeah, he's cool.
I've grown a lot of appreciation for Cyclops. I didn't care for Cyclops earlier on, but later on, I really started to appreciate and understand how strong he really is and how good he is.
Oh hell yeah!
When that nigga learned how to control it without the glasses, I was like, this nigga is hard.
I'll say a Colossus,
Gambit. I love Gambit
for real.
Iceman.
Like Sunfire.
Does he always have to have that on? No, he was able to control it without the glasses, right, fellas?
Cool.
Glasses.
The Cyclops?
No,
Cyclops.
He could never.
No,
never.
He couldn't
never.
Control it. No.
I'm just
as soon as you open his eyes, as soon as his eyes open, it just beams out.
Unless he lost that ability, he would never. Anytime he opens his eyes, it's coming right out. And those beams are actually, they're like portals to another dimension.
Oh.
They're not like regular, just laser powered. They're actually portals to another dimension.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
That nigga's in another dimension with himself.
That dude, Bishop.
Bishop.
He's like Cable. I remember him.
Yeah,
right?
He's cool. Bishop. Yeah, he's like Cable, yeah.
Bishop cool. was cool as hell.
Yeah.
I remember him later.
Havoc was always hard, too.
Havoc's
strong, too. Havoc's
cool. I don't even know what that motherfucker do, but he brings
that's Havoc. Sunfire.
Yeah.
It's like Sonic. It's like Sonic. Not Sonic Booms, but like. Or is that Banshee? Can't remember. No, it was Havoc.
No, Havoc is the one with
the It's like sonic waves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
When he opens his mouth?
No, it comes out of his body. It could come out of his body.
Oh, shit.
This is good, though, man. Mike Tyson, we're going to watch that. Well, that's not so a couple
for
months.
For free that we're paying months. For?
Yes, sir.
Months. Except for Casey. We ain't going to disclose that. Don't worry about that.
Even though we just disclosed it.
We're just gonna,
that's that fucked up.
That's what's up.
All right, man. You guys got anything else, man?
R.I.P. to Akira. One more time.
Yeah, one more time, man. R.I.P. to Legend.
Super Saiyan!
Akira Toriyama, man. You will be missed. Had grown men crying, man.
Well, yeah, I was fucked up.
For your fucking legend, man. Legends live forever, bro.
That shit would. Legends live forever, man. All right, kick you niggas in the face. Let's do it.
On that note, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
We'll catch you on the next one. We got
it. 51. Let's get it.
Peace. Hello,
is it on?
Is it off? Is it?